see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry, cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
It's going by the book. And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambo. I'm the host of this Watchman for Jesus show program. Ministry. Oh, it's got all kinds of titles. Bottom line is, family, to bring you the up-to-date news, the world as it is, and present to you the facts, and then you not believe a word of it, and you go find out yourself. And challenge everything I say. Man, don't believe anything one person tells you. Never. From nobody. Especially in your Tavistock controlled colleges. These are facts I'm telling you, but you need to look them up yourself. All I can do is give you the hints and where it goes and so forth, and then you put it all together yourself. But I will tell you where you can go. I will give you the terms. Family, we do have a conspiracy going on. It's been going on for generations upon generations, carried from one of the Illuminati family members to the next. That's fact. Absolute fact. So now your first step is to not believe that, and right now you can start searching in another window on your computer screen and start searching out the terms. Challenge everything I say. Family, this world has nothing but deception. I don't mean to be negative about it. It is a fact that this world is full of deception. Satan is prince of this world. The Bible says so. He's God of this world, little g. But he's not king. He's allowed to roam. He's allowed to set up the world systems. to give people the opportunity before the 7 years tribulation begins, to give people the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ or reject him. And to do that, you've got to have the opportunity to accept good or evil. That's exactly what Adam and Eve had to do. To obey God or disobey God. They disobeyed God. Resulted in very bad results. And very bad results as a matter of that. As a matter of fact, Satan had his choice too. To ascend above the Most High. Or just to do what God had made him for. To be the carrier of the worship of angels to God in the throne room. He chose his own way of pride and arrogance to ascend above the Most High, Isaiah 14:12. That also failed quite miserably. Mankind throughout the 1,550 years before the flood, from Adam and Eve to the flood to Noah, had their choices. They chose evil, hence the flood. Sodom and Gomorrah, they had their opportunities. They chose evil, hence Sodom and Gomorrah. That's not fear, it's just telling you what happened. Israel rejected Jesus Christ. The whole city was destroyed in 70 AD. God will not put up with disobedience. If you don't have order, Romans 13, you have anarchy. You can't have it both ways. It's impossible. Without order, you've got anarchy. With anarchy, you got disorder. But, you know, if you can figure out some other way, man, send me an email. I'm willing to listen myself, just my knowledge. But you're going to find it. You're going to have order or you're going to have anarchy. And when a culture is disobedient to God, he'll allow or himself place a dictatorship that doesn't even know his name to rule over those that's disobedient. By trickery, deceit, and that's where we are today. Individually, America has allowed, though, the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, secret societies to rule since 1700s. Europe allowed to rule before the 1700s, up to the Roman Empire. Trace it all the way back to Medo-Persia, all the way back to Nimrod. And you got a world situation coming to a head, we might say. And you see the signs of the times. Buckle up. I'm going to show you today about this past week. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here shortly. But I will tell you, I have shown you now the past 6 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever, the attack on the children, the attack on the religion, the attack on education, the attack of the veterans genocide, my own country, my own government, our own, and the same goes for the other countries as well. That the leadership is a secret society is against the citizens of the world. The leaders play a role in front of their constituents. But all the leaders work together under the Vatican. The Vatican is controlled by the Illuminati. That's a fact. The Roman Illuminati, by the way, Orsini's, Breakspear's, Aldo Brandini's, Italian, Roman, German. The Irish Knights Templar control the money for the Knights of Malta. For that was the Vatican. Family is a history that can be searched out, but deception is keeping people from the truth. The supernatural is real, and it controls humankind, allowing humankind to worship himself. That's called humanism. To placate the American public, to placate the European public, to placate the world public. What's going on today. And the way they facilitate it, finally, is by mass medication. I shall talk about that today and tomorrow. Matter of fact, all week long is what I'm going to talk about in detail. You have to know the enemy, to know what to pray against, what to listen to, what not to listen to, what to write against, march against, or whatever you do. Otherwise, you're trying to put out a fire with a garden hose, a house fire with a garden hose. It's not going to work. Fire just gets hotter, and you're wondering why. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and I want to get going here, because we got all week to talk about this, and I want to bring new information to you. Connect the dots so you can find out yourself. Family, because we're coming to that middle ground. And panic will set in for those that don't know. Knowledge will put you on the track. Let's begin. Lord, thank you today. Father, we bring in this week, this 2nd of March. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your King James Bible, your true word and faith that we have in that word. Father, that you've given us that word to know more about you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that keeps us all tied and connected together with your holy word and your wisdom discernment that we pray for, Lord. Lord, forgive me of my sins as I, Father, work toward bringing this to this broadcast. Lord, if there's anything holding back that remind me of those sins I need to be reminded of to bring them up. Father, we to hear the prayers of those praying now, individually, Lord, to answer their prayers, to show them any barriers that might be holding back the answer to the prayers. Or, Lord, give us patience and grace to go through the tribulations that we feel every day and the tests and trials that's put before us. We pray for children, Lord. We know they're targeted for the next generation to set up that falling away. Father, we pray for our veterans. All veterans, Lord, we know they're targeted by design. Father, to bring this to the public awareness. Father, to give strength in your pulpits to bring the truth out. We pray, Lord, that wisdom discernment will be given to those, Lord, that have the responsibility to bring out the truth. We pray for our families to come together. For those it's not to sanctify, Lord, for husband to sanctify the wife, for the wife to sanctify the husband. And Father, they'll be brought back together. Move away from these institutions that's causing division. Father, we pray for Freemasons and those in the secret societies that, Lord, an awareness will come about where they will renounce these blood oaths, no secrets in the families, and to prepare for those times that yet to come and to clean up the house. Clean up the house spiritually. Lord, in these things we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, this is what I live for every week, is this broadcast. It's completely voluntary work, so to speak. I guess you'd call it that. And there's no agenda. I don't belong to anybody. I don't answer to anybody. I don't go to meetings. I don't go to groups. I don't go to sign my name on anything. I don't belong to anything except Jesus Christ. Not even country. I don't claim nothing. Anything. Because when Jesus Christ comes back, there are no divisions of countries. You'll have no flags. No division. But before that happens, the Antichrist will bring people together also. But under dictatorship, they will be so evil you cannot even imagine. This is not negative. This is what's getting ready to happen. But in the meantime, individually, where's your soul going to go when you die? That's really the most important thing right now. It's not just the end times events and Matthew 24, 25 and Armageddon and all this and all that going on. Armageddon is between the supernatural evil forces against Jesus Christ. That's the real Armageddon. Those like Hagee and Mark Blitz and all the rest of them, man, they either don't have a clue or they're purposely being deceitful among their brethren, their congregations like Osteen and all the rest of them, Copeland and a whole darn lot of them, Freemasons. It's not right what they do, this stupid, ridiculous 4 blood moons or 3 blood moons, 3 days of darkness, Fatima prophecies, just total, absolute nonsense. Can they produce 3 days of darkness? Sure they can do it, technologically, but you won't find it in the Bible. Heck, with 3D holographic imagery, barium oxide put in the air, which is what they have, it's an army program, a project. They could have Elmer Fudd riding a hobby horse across the sky if they wanted to. Not going to be real. Literally. Barium oxide. 3D holographic imagery. Strontium barium niobate. Distributed in the air through chemtrails. Look it up. Look it up before you shake your head side to side. They have an army project, 3D holographic imagery, saturating the atmosphere with strontium barium niobate. Man, it's already done. They've had that been put into operation for a long time ago. Family, I told you, I'm going to cover a little bit of news to show you how far along they're letting you know that they are. Now, if they tell it things in the news, man, they're already 20 years ahead of time. By the time they tell you, doctors are now just preparing, they're lying through their collective teeth. They've already done it. They've already either made clones or they actually cloned the Pharaoh in 1985. Yes, they have. That's quite a long time ago. They've already cloned the Pharaoh. 1985. I got the report of it and so forth. I've found it. You see, they're way ahead of the game. But now, let me tell you. I'm going to tell it to you in a different way. The further ahead they get, the more control it appears to you, as in the fear-mongering that goes on in the airwaves and radio shows and all that, that FEMA is going to kill you and cut your head off and guillotines and all this sort of thing. The closer they get to it, well, the closer they are to their demise. Every step they take toward accumulation of their agenda is one more step toward their destruction. So, hey, have at it. Knock yourselves out. Because the closer you get to your agenda talking to them, the sooner you'll be taken out. And there's nothing they can do about it. Absolutely nothing. In their plan, which they're allowed to execute, and they get more latitude, the more we turn away from God. What does that mean? Well, right now, you're 37 states that's approved homosexual marriage. Homosexual marriage is a sin against nature, no matter how you cut the mustard, no matter how you look at it. Man was not made to marry man. It sure can reduce the population, that's for sure. And woman was not made to marry woman. That's obvious, whether you like it or not, or your rights to do whatever. Sorry, your bodies are what they are. You can stand on your head and do flip-flops and breakdance. It don't matter. It's not going to change your body structure. You can whine and cry and march and carry a multicolored flag all you want, but don't change your body structure. Same goes for adultery, fornication, lust, envy. Same thing, no different there. It tells us, and God shows us, and we depend on Him, His supernatural Holy Spirit, to convict us when we do these things, and to give us peace when we do the right thing. I've done the wrong thing for so long, I can't even begin to tell you where I started and ended. It took me to have to go on a broadcast 5 years ago to finally understand what it meant. And I'm still struggling. The family, at least I'm struggling. I did some things so wrong. I'm not innocent by no stretch of anybody's imagination. And I put myself on report two in a heartbeat if I've done wrong. And I have. But now I'm on a mission to tell the truth on a high level. I can do that. And I will do that. And I'm doing it. The purpose, the real what's going on today, no matter ISIS here, ISIS there, FEMA here, FEMA there, despotic government there, tyranny over here, over there, whatever, vaccines, the whole gambit, no matter what it is, for generations, the objective of the international conspirators, of which I've named before, and you can find them yourself, Springmeyer, before he turned over to anti-King James, Springmeyer and John Coleman, brought in details, Alberto Rivera, William G. Carr, I've got like 20 sources, and even the ones that work for them have to tell the truth, but to do it in such a way that the average person is not going to catch on, or they deny, or they won't even look at it. But they have to tell the truth. They do it in such a way that it's hard to really believe it. But they're required to warn you before they do things. They have to. If God requires His prophets to tell us what's going to happen for sure, why would we expect any more from the others? Except they do it in such a way that's tricks. And that's where medication comes in. I'm heading that way. I'm laying the groundwork Monday and Tuesday. For now, a new focus of how they do their job. Now, the objective of the international conspirators, or what you're dealing with today, right up to ISIS, it doesn't matter. Everything's pre-planned. I showed you all last week, every single war we've ever been in our entire history, has been pre-planned with the outcome already determined, except for World War II. And we still lost the war. We won battles, we lost the war. Same thing about Revolutionary War. We lost that war too. The war is won, not in the battles, but in this case, the war is won after the war, administration takes place, the signing of the peace treaty and so forth. Meaning, in the Revolutionary War in 1783, Paris Peace Treaty, well, we didn't win that war. We won battles. When they signed the peace treaty, the losing king, King George III, the losing king, right? We won the war, right? Yeah. just happened to be made Prince of the United States of America Incorporated. We were made a corporation. Yeah. And then in 1789, 66 years later, went under debt, bankruptcy. And we won the war? No, we didn't. It was made to look like we did. And England sacrificed their soldiers to make sure they died. So make it look like we won. That's exactly what happened. And the Freemasons on this side made it look like it also. George Washington never did trust the Jacobins, the Freemasons from Europe. That's documented. His own words. John Robeson wrote Proofs of Conspiracy, 1798. People tried to warn us, even back then. The War of 1812, man, they burned down our capital. They owned it anyway, through the bank loan. 1860, they set up another bank loan. They called it the Civil War, controlled by the internationalists. French on one side, the Germans on the other. Made sure we fought and killed each other to the tune of 500,000 or more. They're trying to do it again, even. How do you win a war? Civil War. You don't win a war. Civil War. You just kill each other. Lincoln, before he was assassinated by the Masons and Jesuits, he blamed the Civil War on popery, on the Pope. Lincoln, you want to dispute his word? Go ahead. His quote is well known. That the land is red with the blood of his noblest sons because of popery. The popes. The Vatican. The Jesuits. Lying, murdering, low-crawling Jesuits. And Knights of Malta, the same, no different. They set up the wars to make sure we fight and die for them. Under the guise of fighting for freedom. Being a former U.S. Marine, that little ticks me off just a tad bit. And I'm going to tell you about it, too. And the evidence is clear. 26 suicides I talked about per day, 8,000 per year is orchestrated, designed, and caused to genocide our veterans to make sure they won't stand in the way when the UN takes over, when they set up the North American Union, heading toward the New World Order. It's all connected. So you all in FEMA that are Americans, former vets, you all in the militia group that are Americans, former vets, go ahead and fight and kill each other. Then what you going to prove then? Just another civil war? If you don't cooperate with the powers that be, they can't have what they want. But you all just going to go ahead and do what you did back in the 1860s, the same darn thing, in the stupid Bundy Ranch fiasco. It's all set up. Soros funded Occupy Wall Street. Soros funded the marchers in Ferguson. It's all designed, created, promulgated, and we just fall right in line with it. Every single time. Being medicated has a lot to do with it. I'm building my case. You got to know the enemy. If you don't, you just end up chasing your tail. And all your Tea Party meetings and all that won't mount to a hill of beans. You just feel good because you had one, then you leave, and nothing's ever happened. History teaches us that it has been necessary to exhume corpses, some of which have been dead a long time, in order to prove that the body has been murdered, had not died from natural causes, as the original death certificates indicate. The empires and nations, which have been destroyed all through history, did not die of natural causes. They were murdered by the agentur of the Illuminati. Jesuits. Lying, murdering Jesuits. And the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, and Freemasons, at the lowest level, they're nothing but pawns in their hand. This is a reality. The agentur of the Illuminati, the Italian and German Illuminati, the Romans. They use unlimited amounts of money supplied by the international bankers. It's not the bankers. The bankers are the shoeshine boys. The plausible deniability. They inject the deadly virus of corruption and graft into the veins of the body politic. Every single time. They're there to take the heat. They're there to die if they get a little conscious about them. They will die. Same thing for media. They use the media extensively. Political leaders as well. They're called, what's that word? Oh, yeah, assassinations. Ever heard of it? Ron Brown? How about that? John F. Kennedy? Malcolm X? Martin Luther King? JFK? Man, the Barry Jennings? Number? You could go Bill Cooper? Just those who make a difference, they die. But notice, they were also Christians, born again. Malcolm X, not so, but he did go against them. I respect that. That's why he was assassinated by the popery. By the Freemasons, Malcolm X. Yeah, he went against them when he came back from Saudi Arabia. Martin Luther King, a great man. He went against them too. Bobby Kennedy went against them too. JFK did also. Lincoln did, McKinley. Y'all getting the point now? Satan is prince of this world, but he's going to lose. They're the ones being placated and thinking they're succeeding. Don't ever forget that. Because their time is getting short. And every success they have is one more step toward their destruction. Of that, there's no question. But in the meantime, so, to learn their intricacy. You know, when the poison body is sick and weak, when international conspirators turn loose their fifth columns like packs of wolves, destroy the cities, the countries, the cultures. You understand fifth column? I got a pretty good bunch of folks today. I got a fairly decent number. So, I'll explain very quickly. The fifth column, so you'll understand how he works. The fifth column of your body will be cancer from the inside. Destruction from the inside is the fifth column strategy. When you have four columns attacking the fort, for example, north, south, east, and west, a castle, an objective. You set up your perimeter or your walls or whatever, wherever you are, and you expect the attack to come from the outside in four directions. They'll soften up the inside first from bombardment of some kind, whatever the technology allows. Starve them out to a certain point from the outside. However, if you're really going to win, and win quickly, and win decisively, you'll fight from the inside. So that means there are five columns. North, south, east, and west approach. But the fifth column works inside. And it goes something like this. That's what we have in America. The problem we have has always had, because they know they could never take us up front. They could never invade openly. There's a weapon behind every blade of grass and so forth. They knew that America would be the last standing bastion of a Christian people. And that's why they're taking us down little by little, using humanism, attacking the children, mass medication, all sorts of things. Well, here is a description, a very good description, of the fifth column. Quote, Cicero, Marcus Tullius, 42 B.C. even. This is Satan's strategy, so it goes back a long way. Here's what it is. It's called The Enemy Within. And regular listeners, just bear with me. But I must explain this in case there's new people. Quote, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not to be traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the basis that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation, and he works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Unquote. Cicero, Marcus Tullius. And that's exactly how Tavistock, how the Illuminati, Freemasons are operating toward their new world order. As many of the Freemasons don't even know this. They don't even know they're working toward their own destruction by a higher level group of Freemasons and secret society members. They'll never know until it's too late, because they're under blood oath to lie and to keep secrets. That's why they'll never do it. You have this ridiculous top secret, restricted use of classified information. I realize since it's nonsense, because the classifications, I realize, was set up to keep the truth away from the lower level ranking structure of the military and civilians. And you know why I come to that conclusion? I'll tell you why. Because all the intelligence agencies actually work together. They share knowledge. CIA shared knowledge with Russia to make sure we had casualties of Vietnam. Yes, they did. The CIA does not work for Americans. Low-level CIA don't even know this. Ask too many questions, they die. That's how it really works. So everybody just walks around like the king has no clothes on and says, oh man, what nice clothes you're on. And all he's wearing is a feather. I believe and tell him, man, your neck is a jaybird. And that feather, you lost that a long time ago. Whether you like it or not, at this point, I believe in telling the total truth. Sometimes it gets you in a whole lot of trouble. But that's just the way it goes. This is the reality of what's going on today. You know that the Rockefellers, for example, made $200 million off of the death of World War I veterans. In World War I, of course, they made $200 million. That's how they make their money, through the death of other people, the death of other cultures. Literally, the death. Murder. In the Rockefeller File by Gary Allen, he said, and I quote, with money, the Rockefellers gained control of the media. With the media, the family gained control over public opinion. With control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. And with control of politics, they're taking control of the nation. That's just the Rockefellers. That's one of the 26 families. You got 25 more to go. DuPont, Reynolds, Collins, Bundy. That's reality. And Wall Street funded the Bolshevik Revolution 100%, Anthony Sutton. Wall Street funded Adolf Hitler in 1928, the Nazi Party, 100% through IG Farben chemical cartel. Without money from Wall Street, Hitler would not have existed. That's documented, Anthony Sutton. And also, articles from Chicago Tribune, December the 9th, 1950. CFR is a Rockefeller-formed organization. Tavistock in England, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Frankfurt School. Families all connected. Now, you know what a fifth column is. It's not ISIS. It's not a war that they already engineer. It's coming within the countries themselves, the secret societies. The agitator uses unlimited amounts of money they own already. And when the poisoned body is sick, we're talking about in the analogy, and weak, then international conspirators turn loose the communist fifth column. Just like Marcus Tillichius says. It's like a pack of wolves. Now you see how it works. History does not record a single successful revolutionary effort which was not planned, financed, and directed by the agitator of the Illuminati. Not even one. Going back to Magna Carta 1215 at Runnymede. Not one revolution in the history of mankind has ever been successful. Not one. Which was not planned, financed, and directed by the agitator. Not even one. So that means you can throw your history books away for sure. And I mean in Europe too. The agitator, the conspirators, they very smartly and cunningly, they make known the failings and shortcomings of socialists and politicians in such a manner that they lure thousands of citizens in the communist revolutionary movement, either by party, as party members or fellow travelers. And what these dissatisfied, disgruntled individuals don't realize is the fact that even their activities proceed to the revolutionary stage, that the men who direct this conspiracy have no intention of allowing the leaders of the Communist Party to rule. They make it look like they are. Matter of fact, it's stated in their protocols, learned under the Zion, Article 1, Paragraph 7, and it says, and I quote, "In our day, the power which has replaced that of the rulers, who were liberal, is the power of gold. Time was when faith ruled. The idea of freedom is impossible of realization because no one knows how to use it with moderation. It is enough to hand over a people to self-government for a certain length of time for that people to be turned into a disorganized mob. From that moment on, we get internecine strife, which soon develops into battles between the classes, in the midst of which states burn down and their importance is reduced to that of a heap of ashes," unquote. You'll find several states in our country, in America, heading toward secession. That's exactly what they want to happen. It's going to play right into their hands. Paragraphs 20 and 21 of the same article says, and I quote, "A people left to itself, to upstarts from its midst, brings itself to ruin by party dissensions, excited by the pursuit of power and honors and disorders that arise therein. Is it possible for the masses of the people, calmly and without petty jealousies, to form judgments, to deal with the affairs of the country, which cannot be mixed up with personal interest? Can they defend themselves from an external foe? It's unthinkable. For a plan broken up into as many parts as there are heads in the mob loses all homogeneity and therefore becomes unintelligible and impossible of execution. And then they come to paragraph 21. And this is a tell-all. Quote, "It is only with a despotic ruler that plans can be elaborated extensively and clearly in such a way to distribute the whole properly among the several parts of the machinery of state. From this, the conclusion is inevitable that a satisfactory form of government for any country is one that concentrates in the hands of one responsible person." Break. Can anybody say Antichrist here? Continuing, quote, "Without an absolute despotism, there can be no existence for civilization, which is carried on not by the masses, but by their guide, whoever that person may be. The mob is a savage and displays its savagery at every opportunity. The moment the mob seizes freedom in its hands, it quickly turns to anarchy, which in itself is the highest degree of savagery," unquote. They've got this worked out. But every advance they make that you see is reported to you to cause fear. Well, look at it like this. Every advance they make and success they have leads them straight to their destruction. And there's nothing they can do about it. You know, the purpose of the internationalists, secret societies, is to convince the people of the nations who still consider themselves free that a one world government is the only solution to their many problems. That's how they pull people in. That's how they pull generals in. That's how they pull the Joint Chief of Staff in. That's how they pull in Chatham House. That's how they pull in your scientists, your CEOs. That's how they pull them in. They show them there's no way you can beat us. So they lose faith and join, but to their destruction. They don't see it yet. The United Nations organization is being used for this purpose. I found this, unquote. The communist dictators are being lured toward their destruction with a bait of peaceful coexistence. But they will swallow the bait? No. The communist leaders know the situation, and they know that the suggestion of peaceful coexistence by the Western powers is nothing more than a colossal attempt at deception among all. Because they're heading to their own destruction. So, what I found interesting in my research is they use communism to remove nearly all the crowned heads, having by one means and another practically exterminated the natural-born aristocracy and leaders, having brought the nations into bondage of usury. That's what us as Marines were used for. As Smedley Butler points out, War is a Racket, 1932. He tells you, General Butler of the Marine Corps wrote a treatise. We've been in usury 1789, 1859, 1929, 70-year increments. Supposed to have ended 1999, but it didn't. That's how it works. You bring the nations into bondage. If you don't, you upturn the puppet, put somebody else in there that will take the loan. Lincoln tried to stop it. He got assassinated. Kennedy tried to stop it and make our money worth silver. He got assassinated. Now you got it. And McKinley, the same thing. Except he was going after the financial, he knew the Federal Reserve was coming. He tried to put a stop in it in 1901. He was exposing the financials. That's why he was assassinated in 1900s. 13 years later, Federal Reserve Act. Long story short, the directors wished to use the United Nations organization to usher in, by peaceful methods, a one-world supergovernment. But along the way, they had to create chaos and wars, so we'll not want to fight anymore. So we'll want peace, and that's how they're going to bring it about. It's a threat to the world. That's another story I'll cover next week. The extraterrestrial nonsense. Ah, heck, I might cover it into the week. I don't know. It's part of this presentation for this week long, or next week. I don't know when exactly. I can't tell you. God guides me in what I talk about in my broadcast. He leads me every step of the way. Because I can't connect these dots on my own. There's no way. It's very complicated, and I try to simplify it. It's what happens every day. Anyway, you know, it's obvious that they can't accomplish this as long as the communist dictators challenge the ability of the internationalist. Therefore, they must then first destroy communism at home and abroad. After using it, they will destroy it. They've used democracy, which is a facade all our lives. They're going to destroy that. FDR confirms this. Quote, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors. Now, understand what I'm doing today and tomorrow is setting the groundwork. I'm giving you ideas of how this is being brought about. That's what the next day or two is all about, to show you what you're really up against. Now, in their planning stages, having used premier dictators since the year 1900, and the same year, by the way, that they started bringing in fluoride in the water, was used for medicating the population. It wasn't for teeth at all. For medicating the population in apathy, apathetic results. That's what fluoride does. It's worked perfectly. And in 1900, at the same time, they're going to remove all opposition that now remains only communism to dispute the Illuminati's plans to establish their despotism over people in the world. Now listen carefully to what I'm telling you. I'm going to show you slam dunk evidence here in a second. And they're going to eliminate international communism. The directors of Illuminati know they must destroy the communist fifth column in the so-called free nations at exactly the same time they launched the aerial attacks on communist countries in Europe and Asia. They must, at that point, develop communism until they can destroy it using dialectic. On the other hand, the communist dictators think they can subjugate the so-called free nations. That's their carrot. Like the Muslims were funded by the Vatican in about the 9th century, 10th century, and they got so good in the invasion of Northern Africa, funded by Vatican, and they took Jerusalem as planned. They wanted to keep going into Europe. That caused the Crusades to be formed. To make sure America didn't get too strong, they put the French on one side of the south and put the Germans on the side of the north to make sure we did not get too strong. That's what really happened. They got Europeans here today. Russians, Chinese, UN troops are already here in deep underground military bases, and those bases abandoned. Cross-training has been going on since 1990s. The communist leaders think they're going to be in control. What they don't realize is they're going to be destroyed. For what other purposes could the communist dictators be built a fleet of 1,000 submarines back in the 50s, H-bombs, tremendous air force? The military program was to be completed by 1960. Did y'all know that? Remember that. Remember this. I'm getting ready to hit you with something here in a minute. The wars which have been fought since 1946, Korea, Indochina, Vietnam, Malay, etc., were ideal training exercises for the communist troops. They gave communist officers the much-needed experience. You getting that now? Y'all getting the idea? Follow me here. I'm going to hit you with something. I'm going to blow your socks off. So put a rubber band around your socks. You know, the communists who planned the world revolution stated that before putting the final phases of their plan, they would lull their intended victims into a sense of false security by launching a worldwide peace campaign and followed up by making liberal and generous concessions to the leaders of the bourgeois countries. So the first part of their plot was put into effect, guess when, regular listeners? 1949 to 1950. So the second part started with the liberation of Austria and was continuing through the Geneva Conference. They all ended up in smiles. Y'all ever heard of the first seal? It's yet to happen. This goes right along with the Bible. Exactly. And the Bible told us what was coming. You know, communist leaders bedeviled Britain and America with wildcat strikes. That was part of the Illuminati's use since the 1950s. Undoubtedly called to test the progress, and efficiency of their plans, international general's political strike. Hence, Bundy Ranch to date. They use it as tests. Occupy Wall Street, Ferguson. Family, all those are false flags. They'll kill somebody, and then they'll hire, train marchers, either for a despotic government, tyrannical, or a racial situation. They do that on purpose to test you. And because of apathy caused by the medication, they'll hire people, pay them to be there, and riot. That's what's really happening. You know, if you look back in Britain and the United States and Canada, they had what's called a go-easy policy. The top-level officials in those countries, our countries, didn't decide whether to use their destructive powers to remove opposition or destroy them entirely. So, it's the only explanation that would even start to justify how ourselves, the USA, and Canadian governments gave despotic powers to Eisenhower and Howe, H-O-W-E. And it also explains why President Eisenhower, in the 50s, offered to allow communist dictators to inspect American bases and give them a blueprint of U.S. defense plans and establishments. Carter did it in the 1970s. Clinton did it in the 1990s. Family, ain't nothing changed. See, the communist dictators, they're being fooled too. And they're not stupid. They know the United States would never make such an offer. There's even the slightest possibility that they, the communist dictators, would ever be allowed to use such knowledge to advantage. And you know, Soviet leaders, they know the heads of the Illuminati didn't hesitate to start World War One and Two. World War One and Two, listen, World War One and World War Two was planned before 1871 by Albert Pike, Confederate general, before 1871, with the outcome already determined. World War Two did not end like they wanted, however. It just transferred into communism. We brought 10,000 Nazis over to America in Argentina. The false flag of was the Nuremberg trial. It was a joke. We brought 10,000 Nazi experts into America. Operation Paperclip. Man, we didn't win that war. We just brought it to us. Won some battles. We didn't win the war. You know, they know the Illuminati in those days placed the blame for starting both world wars on the soldiers of the German people. The German people, because of the Versailles Treaty, blamed the Jews. Everybody's blaming the wrong people. History does not support these charges. History proves they carried out their long-range plans. Family, history confirms that the Illuminati, in fact, carried out their long-range plans, with the exception of a New World Order in 1943. That's the only snafu. That their long-range plans went just like clockwork from 1772 to 1952. Let that soak in for a little while. Nothing human could ever have allowed this. What the public must never forget, you must never forget, and keep reminding elected representatives of the fact that the leaders of communism, even Islam, or atheistic materialists, some even claim to be Allah, it's a lie. The leaders of the Illuminati believe that Satan is the all-powerful supernatural force. Your leaders believe this. European leaders believe this. Scandinavian leaders believe this. Russian, Chinese. This is the connecting force. And the Illuminati intend to use atheistic communism, Zionism, internationalism, and all these darn isms that they've come up with, including Islam, which was created by the Vatican in the 6th century anyway. They'll use them to a certain point. But when the nations have been merged into an international state, directors will intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. Now, the development of communism, right? Now you'll understand why this happened. It will be clear. And what happened, according to John Douglas MacArthur, as in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for our ill-advised entry into first police action. 1950s. You got it now? Quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War," unquote. That's on December the 9th, 1950, in an article written by the Chicago Tribune. I've got a copy of it from Microfiche. Now, what does this mean? Well, watch this. It's interesting to note that Taiwan, which was Formosa, was willing to cross the channel and retake Red China. A 500,000 men, by the way, led by Chiang Kai-shek. That was not allowed to happen. Communism, 1950s, was to be allowed to flourish, just like I've told you. So the communists must not be removed from power. And in fact, John Douglas MacArthur said in his diary, I quote, "The possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the American 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa," which means blockade, "which in effect protected Red China from attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces of 500,000 men," unquote. So, according to untold story of Douglas MacArthur, not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim communist China, but he ordered our own American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to make sure it happened. So in other words, the 7th Fleet, instead of being ordered to bombard Red China, bombard North Korea, they helped the free Chinese back, causing our troops to be surrounded and come to a stalemate in Korea. When I tell you about Vietnam, I'm not going to today, But Vietnam is even worse. Now you know what went on 10 years. Well, we lost 68,000 men. 100,000 committed suicide between 1975 and 2012. While they used Agent Orange to give us cancer. While they used Agent Orange empty barrels as shower heads in the field. Now you know why. To develop communism from 1960s, 1970s, the 1980s as a fictitious alternate enemy. And by the end of 80s, we had another fictitious alternate enemy called Al-Qaeda that we funded. It's never stopped. And I'm telling you why. Each one on the tail end of the other. Nazism, fascism, communism, the fake war on terror, and now the last one is coming. And you know they even turned down the offer by Chiang Kai-shek of 33,000 troops to fight in South Korea that he could have given them in 5 days if the State Department had accepted it. They rejected it. They want to make sure we lost Korea. They want to make sure we lost Vietnam. And you know that even a North Korean general is quoted as saying, and I quote, his quote, "I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my lines, supply, and communication," unquote. General Lin Pao, P-I-A-O, was a general in the Red Chinese Army that fought against Americans in Korea. Now, I'm going to stop there with that part. I'm going to say one more thing. House Minority Leader Joseph Martin summed it right up. He said, and I quote, in that era, "If we're not in Korea to win, this administration should be indicted for the murder of thousands of American boys," unquote. Now, I'm not going to go any further than that. That's to tell you just how significant this plan Illuminati has been. I've showed you, talked to you about how the Illuminati is going to now, after Nazism and fascism, start with communism, how they made sure and why our State Department blocked Chiang Kai-shek from taking over Red China. It was not part of the policy because communism was supposed to continue on as a fictitious enemy to Vietnam. Now I'm telling you exactly how they did it. I got quotes, I got dates, I got names. You can look it up yourself. MacArthur. You see, this is what you're dealing with. Now, watch this. After the nations have been merged into an international state, they intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. That's how they call it. That is the Illuminati. That is the Antichrist. Now, the agentur of the Illuminati will proceed to eradicate racial characteristics. Now, this goes back to the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, and 50s. They're going to eradicate, it's already been done, racial characteristics by mixing their black, red, yellow, and white races. Quote, "This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization in the 1950s, was advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, said, and I quote, "By mixing the races, all the racial problems would disappear," unquote. Now, here comes the basis of what I'm talking about this week. The next step. Oh, by the way, Changing Face of America, October issue 2013 of National Geographic, they have accomplished just that. It's done. It's already been accomplished. It's been planned over 600 years, and they have done it. Mixing all the races together in one race, eradicate everybody else, that's coming. You got it? Now, then the next step in this plan would be to render the masses, listen, docile and obedient to their masters. Quote, "This is to be accomplished by mass medication. Experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since 1900 A.D. Quote, fluoridation fits perfectly in this phase of the conspiracy, unquote. And they have accomplished just that. Now, here comes one of my main points. Besides that main point, I got several here. And I got an example. Watch. The increase of the world's population, which is a hoax in the first place, is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which will result from unrestricted births, and despite the fact that starvation and the want are brought about by diabolical controls. Now, the king despot, the Antichrist, will decide how many human beings were required to serve the state. His efficiency experts will advise him how many of each type of human being should be born. Family, this was said in 1950s, going back to 1900s, even further back, reported 1950s by William G. Carr. This is over 50, 60 years old, what I'm telling you now. He says, and I quote, selected males, picked for their mental and physical features, will father the human race by means of artificial insemination. Women who have been specially selected will be used as human incubators. Extensive experiments have been carried out behind the Iron Curtain for the past 37 years. That means that was the turn of the century when it started. And these steps in the diabolical conspiracy have been accomplished. When they have, it will be a simple matter to erase all knowledge of God from the human mind by scientific brainwashing, systematically applied, and the rule of Satan will take over instead of that of Christ the King, unquote. I got news for them. They'll get close to it, then they're going to be squashed. Now, look what's happened. March 2nd, 2015. Look what I found. A quote from an article. Designing life. Should babies be genetically engineered? Unquote. Another article I found. Swedish doctors transplant wombs into 9 women. They can transplant the wombs. They can genetically engineer life now. And they have artificial wombs already set up, being used. Artificial wombs. And then I found an article, quote, Chile leader, from Chile, of course, visits the ailing 14-year-old who wants to end her life. So now, they can convince those disabled to kill themselves under the year of 18 years of age. That's what this is all about. And ain't nobody going to do nothing about it. It's being brought up in Oregon. It's already been passed in Belgium. It's going to be in your health care bill to get rid of those less desirable. Old people, those disabilities can just go kill yourself. That's what it boils down to, and they are doing it. Doggone it, it's not something in the future, it's happening now. And Oregon is getting ready to make it legal, like they are the same-sex marriage. In Texas, it's going to be legal, child euthanasia. International rights of the child was just passed again. It was failed to pass in 1989, pushed by Hillary Clinton. It failed to pass because the culture was not ready to pass such a bill in 1989. They had to take a back step and wait till they worked on the XZ generation to show how children's rights are being taken away, how they're being abused. So now, finally, they'll get the Congress to sign this treaty, and that's when the UN will own your child. and you try to stop them from getting the education about same-sex marriage or abortion or vaccinations, you come to school to take them out, they will arrest you and put you in prison. And there's nothing you can do. I'm a sovereign citizen. You got to be kidding me. That's the biggest farce ever was. Family, y'all got to wake up. Doggone it. What's it going to take to wake you people up? And the Congress, it's going to fall back on them. They don't realize it's Freemasons. They're going to take you out. I know for a fact it's documented. I just feel like shaking people, you know? But they're medicated. Some of them are lost in their desire to be rewarded and all this other nonsense that they're coming up with, rewards, favorite parking place, whatever it is, to get them pulled in to this new world order. Quote, parents are upset over a personal survey offered at the school. Quote, parents outraged over the highly intrusive school survey, which was deleted shortly after the Blaze started asking questions. That's what I talked about, unquote. That's what I talked about, the values clarification, where they asked all these intrusive questions of your children about how you are at home. They use that, put it in a logbook or data center, so they can send CPS after you. Are you talking to your children when they come home from school to undo what the human schools have put in their brains? Or are you still watching Dancing with the Stupid Stars? Or Jeopardy? Or playing something, who knows what, on the internet or whatever? Are you talking to your children to find out what they talked to today? What classes they took? Where Planned Parenthood came by that day? Or what kind of questions were asked in the questionnaire? What were they? And then calling up your fellow parents and say, look, let's call for a PTA meeting. And then you get five or six or seven on your side and you bring it up and watch them squirm. Never bring this up on your own unless you've got other people with you. Family, there's a way to do it. To slow them down. So many things you could do. Once this thing kicks off, the New World Order, you're in the tribulations. Then you got 7 years. But right now, things you can do to slow them down. Did you know in Texas, the federal feds, which were Americans, ran a Texas political meeting, which were Americans, and the sheriff force, the federal and local police forces, raided a political meeting in Texas, fingerprinting, photographing all attendees, as well as confiscating all cell phones and personal recording devices. Members of the Republic of Texas, a secession movement, dedicated to restoring Texas as an independent constitutional republic, gathered on February the 14th in Byron, Texas. Family is all set up. Man, they're going to fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. Quote, in the end, at least 20 officers corralled, searched, fingerprinted all 60 meetings attendees before seizing all cell phones, recording equipment in the Valentine's Day 2015 raid on the Texas separatist group. Unquote. And I bet you all a bunch of them, FBI and the ones in the group, I bet they're all Americans. What do you think? The FBI, are y'all that stupid? You know they're going to get rid of the FBI. You understand this, right? It's documented in their planning process. They won't need you anymore once they got the New World Order. They have a national police force coming. They will not need you. They don't want you once they have control. Man. Now, y'all can run from what I'm saying if you want to. You can turn off the radio. You can go to another station, listen to FEMA camps or whatever. I don't know what. Or listen to Dance with the Stars or something. But, family, it's not going to go away. You can ignore the signs of a heart attack if you want to. The sweating, heavy breathing in the chest, penis in the arm. You can deny it all you want, but that heart attack's coming. Deny it if you want to, but it's going to kill you. Some of y'all better wake up. Oh, I must mention something I've said many times before. You got to listen to what I'm going to tell you next. Listen to me. Oath Keepers, militia, FBI, ATF, I don't care who you are. Any group, you in fact are infiltrated. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care how you vet them out. Every single, matter of fact, the groups, the Tea Party, was created by the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy is a right-wing religious group like Palin, Benny Hinn, and Copeland, and LaHaye, and the whole lot of them. Look it up. The Council of National Policy is underneath the Council of Foreign Relations. Pat Robinson, all these guys, Freemasons, every one of them. Ron Paul is a secretive member of the CNP, created the Tea Party to find out who you are that's a quote-unquote patriot. That's what the Tea Party is for. They create the organizations. The Council of National Policy is pretend to be Americans. They're pretend. They're secret society members. Look it up, Council of National Policy, CNP. They created the Tea Party to ferret you out, to find who you are. So they're going to infiltrate every single group. And you'll go to their barbecues, you'll have fun. It may be a former classmate you had. If he's a secret society member, Freemason or above, they are working against you no matter how friendly you were 20 years ago. That makes no difference. Don't matter if you fought together in Iraq, it don't matter. It does not matter. They have bought off on this new world order. So somebody in that Texas group let them in. They told them when they were meeting, what they were going to talk about, and we're double agents. Guaranteed. Family, Jesus Christ has already told us what's going to happen. This is the bottom line. Mankind will never do it. No revolution's ever worked, nor will it ever. They'll placate you again until they come slam dunk. But they lose no matter what they do. The closer they get to success, the sooner they're taken out. And it will not be by natural means. It will be supernatural. You know, in this article, I'm going to read you, I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it this time anyway. Watch this. Said in another way, the signs of the times changes with the words change with the signs of the times. Now, I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Watch this. Watch this. Whether it's Obama, whether it's Clinton, whether it's Bush, whether it's Eisenhower, whether it's FDR, they all work the same. It's all the same. Illuminati. Now, and Freemasons or whatever. Watch this. Obama administration, to let you know, I'm just picking on Obama. They're all the same. Every doggone president except the one they assassinated. Obama administration, Nixon, Reagan, they're all a bunch of liars, man. Reagan was a darn actor. Come on now. Ventura, oh, the worst there ever was. Another actor and liar. Okay, on TV, true conspiracy, baloney. It's all scripted out, and he's a liar. Schwarzenegger, Jigger, whatever his name is an actor. Come on now. What's wrong with people these days? Electing actors? Nazis? Come on, man. Lord of mercy, what's wrong with America, man? Too much medication going on. So, in any case, quote the article, Obama administration says that right-wing extremists are the real terror threat. Really? So this is facilitate a takeover of the U.S. government, which will be the sixth planned one. Six of them have been planned. Rick Joyner, And Boykin is talking about another one. Man, I got it word for word from Rick Joyner right on his own network. They're not afraid of nothing because they control. And they're Knights of Malta. Okay. So Obama says that right-wing extremists are the real terror threat. Now watch this. In 1939, March the 4th, behind closed doors, even FDR, that communist, yes siree, Bob, he said, and I quote, word for word, President Roosevelt, four times elected, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, 6 years after attempted military coup of the U.S. government was exposed by General Butler. 6 years after, he said this, behind closed doors. Witnesses of three congressional committees. Watch how he terms it. And this is before the UN. They didn't have UN forces back then. They only had American forces. Uh-huh. Quote, FDR, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I'm putting my people ahead of all instruments. Instruments are American people. My people, in his reference, are the Illuminati. So he said, I'm putting my people, Illuminati, ahead of all instruments, American people. Unquote. I'll add a quote, quote, I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. Continuing quote, to hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. That's the real FDR behind closed doors. This was revealed in William G. Carr's Red Fog Over America, 1955. Haven't heard of the book, huh? Yeah, I didn't think so. May I have a quote? No. It was given to William G. Carr by Senator Lundeen through the mail some years after FDR died. For him to put in a book in 1955. And I got a copy, first edition of his book. Word for word. And then, you know, separate investigation, I found out that Clinton Roosevelt, an ancestor to FDR, 100 years before, an ancestor, Clinton Roosevelt, he wrote or plagiarized The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws in 1841. Well, through Manzini, Italian, he passed this document that he obtained from Adam Weishaupt, 1776, remember 1772, 1776? Yep. He obtained that document, reworded it, plagiarized it, called The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws, 1841, then passed it on, in total, to Karl Marx to plagiarize and create the Communist Manifesto. That's where communism came from. And then they wrote The Fascist System, Karl Ritter, in the 1850s, to foment the wars of the 20th century. Now you got it? Yeah. It's all pre-planned, man. So FDR was going to squash any kind of activity in 1939, except New World Order in 1943. But that failed to happen. So it's no different. Obama here is saying the same thing that Nixon said. He planned a military dictatorship. There's one plan in the 1960s. It failed. Nixon, 1972. It failed. Reagan, Giuffrida, Oliver North, 1984. It failed. 1999. It failed. Even, and I got a quote from Bush. Dictatorship would be much easier as long as I'm dictator. Unquote. I could play it right now if I wanted to, but I'm not going to go into that right now. You can find it yourself if you want to. Family, I'm trying to open your eyes up to what's really going on. You see, that's the whole point of me throwing all this stuff at you. And it's recorded. So you don't believe me, you can go back, listen to it again, and trace it down yourself. I back up everything I say. So back to what I was really focusing on, they're already starting to genetically engineer babies. Artificial wombs, transplanting of wombs. Family, you say, well, what are you jumping around, man? No, I'm not. Not at all. Because this is part of this one conspiracy, every single bit of it. Now, how they do this, I said back home, I am back home, how they do that? Well, I'll tell you what. Tavistock, a little known behavioral think tank in England. That is the culprit. Council of Foreign Relations in America is the culprit. Tavistock, a behavioral think tank in London, designed by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, etc., Freud, Edward Bernays, etc., Tavistock, 1921, is under the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the sister to the Council of Foreign Relations in London, is a massive, it's called Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, and formerly known as the Tavistock Clinic, was founded in London in 1921. It also became known as a Freud Hilton, due to the fact that Sigmund Freud's daughter, Dr. Anna Freud, was a leading figure there. And in 1932, the clinic was taken over by John Rawlins Rees. He was a key figure in British Army intelligence. And during World War II, Brigadier General Rees was a top psychiatric warfare specialist of the British Military Command. So Tavistock became a psychological warfare arm of the British military and intelligence services generally. In 1946, here you go, 1950 again, that's the time it started to take down. The Anglo-American establishment decided to upgrade Tavistock even more. So the idea was to make Tavistock a central laboratory for developing hardcore brainwashing techniques, related methods to destroy the establishment's enemies worldwide. Now, Tavistock was charged, actually, with training the cadre needed to implement this greatly ambitious task that we're having to deal with today. So it received massive infusion of funds from guess who? Rockefeller Foundation, that year of 1946. The Rockefellers also funded Harvard on a regular basis, $20 million at one time. Now, watch this. Who's involved with Tavistock? I'm going to give you details. Because Tavistock is linked up to Frankfurt School, formed in the aftermath of World War I by a network of Freudians and neo-Freudians. And in 1922, Hungarian aristocrat, communist leader, George Lucas, pulled together a meeting in Germany of communist-linked sociologists and intellectuals. They came up with the Frankfurt School, formerly known as the Institute of Social Research, University of Frankfurt. Boy, they went to work. See what they did. Over a period of time, over a period of time, they formed together a series of colleges, institutes, worldwide, on a massive, massive scale. One second here. All right. One of them was called Institute for Policy Studies, a think tank in Washington, D.C., 1963. IPS. Okay, here we go. In Tavistock, 1921, you had MIT, like Noam Chomsky. He's Illuminati, man. He tells you 90%, 80% truth and will misdirect you from the truth about the Illuminati. This is how they do it. They write 10,000 books, be instructors at Harvard, Yale, whatever, and they're so full of baloney. They'll tell you 80% truth and never tell you the whole truth. That's how they work it. You heard me. Noam Chomsky is one of the top. Manufacturing war. Misdirection. Here you go. National Training Laboratories. MIT. All of MIT. All of National Training Laboratories. All of the Institute for Policy Studies. Brookings Institute. Hudson Institute. The Wharton School of Economics. The University of Pennsylvania. The Heritage Foundation. The Rand Corporation. He ever heard of Ayn Rand? Paul Ryan. And what's his face? Ron Paul. Both of them follow Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand wrote the textbook for Illuminati's World Revolutionary Plan, 1950s. Atlas Shrugged, in a fictional storyline. They follow Ayn Rand and just worship her. Oh, yeah, they sure do. Ayn Rand was a mistress of Philip Rothschild. Mistress. You know what that means, don't you? She took dictation from him to how to write that book, Atlas Shrugged, which is a textbook hidden in fictional storyline of the Illuminati's plan for world domination. I'm not talking about some movie here. I'm telling you the truth. Tavistock, MIT, IPS, National Training Laboratories, Heritage Foundation, Wharton School of Economics, University of Pennsylvania, Brookings Institute, Hudson Institute, Rand Corporation, the Depopulation Murderers called Club of Rome, the Association for Human Psychology, 1957, Tavistock, Kissinger, who controls the Star Group, Pentagram, Star Group, 5 points. What are the 5 points? Worldwide insurance protocols, worldwide banking protocols, worldwide real estate protocols, worldwide high-tech, cybernetics, HARP, communications, etc. And number 5, entertainment, worldwide. Entertainment. Hollywood. Now you understand how they keep our minds tied up with TV and every other darn thing to keep us tied up so you can't connect the dots. Well, after all, how about this? Quote, George Orwell, Illuminati, Freemason, 1984. He said, and I quote, "Football, beer, and above all gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult," unquote. Uh-huh. Well, I'm not done. Rand Corporation, Club of Rome, entertainment, everything in TV. Now you know why they'll pay a baseball player $144 million football players, millions and millions of dollars they paid to play. That's all. Why? To keep you all tied up and busy. When you're not playing football and watching it, you go into baseball. Baseball, diamond, in fact, was created by a Freemason in the 1860s. The baseball diamond is the Masonic logo put to a game. Yes, it is. That's a fact. Three outs. Nine innings. The pitcher mound is the G, the Gnostic G, in the Masonic logo. Mason's game is baseball. Their logo is on the baseball field. And Masons worship Lucifer, which the lower level Masons don't even know. So in essence, well, do the math on that. See how they use entertainment? Family, this is all connected. This is what really happens. It is amazing. Rand Corporation, CIA, and MK Ultra. That's where they get their assassins. That's where they get their, they find in children in your colleges. University of Rochester, New York, is part of MK Ultra program. And well over 85 to 100 other universities. Stanford Research Institute, SRI. Harvard Psychiatric Clinic. Social Psychiatry. And Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies. University of Wisconsin and the Institute for Social Research are all part of Tavistock. So when I read a book, hear a lecture, see a DVD or whatever, for someone that works for Heritage Foundation, I know it's dirty. And it stinks. It's full of nonsense. They mix in truth, and they redirect you to another path. That's how they do it. Now, the Tavistock Behavioral Think Tank, of all these I mentioned, is under the Royal Institute for National Affairs. The Royal Institute for National Affairs also has Aspen Institute for Humanistic Studies, which is part of the member of the round table. Canadian Institute for International Affairs runs Canadian politics. Yeah. And the Union of Concerned Scientists. So when you're still living in Rhodes Scholars, like Clinton, Naomi Wolf, Wesley Clark, these yahoos, they take a blood oath against you. Pretend to be patriots to fool you. That's called a fifth column agent. Rhodes Scholars. Look it up right now. Don't believe me? Please, look it up. Right now. Look up Rhodes Scholarship Oath. Rhodes Scholars Oath. Look it up. Jesuit Oath. Knights of Malta Oath. And you'll be horrified. And they pretend to be patriots. They pretend to be on your side. And they do lie. It's called the Fifth Column Strategy. Now you see how it works. They're there to start committees, councils, movements in your favor, but to slow you down. Like Paul Rykoff. He's a member of the CFR. A committee to help, since 2006, curb the number of suicides of our veterans. Yeah, they curbed it to a higher number now, since 2006. They're there to slow you down. Charlton Heston, a Freemason, NRA, out of our cold, dead hands, to slow you down. Pretend to be on your side, but not. That's how they do it. Y'all better wake up. And I'm talking to both sides. Because y'all been made to fight each other. FBI coming into a meeting to break it up, arrest people and all that. They're Americans, for goodness sakes. And you're Americans' militia. We're going to kill the FBI, blah, 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 all that stuff. They're Americans, too. And I bet some of you fought in Iraq together. What the dickens is wrong with you people? that's doing this? Are you that dumb? Are you that medicated with fluoride in your brain that's fried your pineal gland? What the hell's wrong with you? Come on now. Sorry. But you got to wake up, man. Stop this nonsense. They're making us fight each other. And in the world, it's the same darn thing. It's not just America. It's the other countries as well. I got an organizational chart in front of me. I keep track of all this stuff. I got a briefing chart. The thing is about an inch thick. And they have what's called a round table that they meet, discuss our lives and the programs and plans ahead and wars and all that. Talks about it in Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, who's an inspiration to Bill Clinton, who's a Rhodes Scholar. Carol Quigley inspired Billy Bob Clinton. So Carol Quigley was a professor. He wrote Tragedy and Hope, a massive book. Talks about the round table. And guess who the round table consists of? Now that I've been talking to you now for the past hour and 45 minutes. Council of Foreign Relations. The Trilateral Commission. The Royal Institute for National Affairs with Tavistock. The Club of Rome. Depopulation murderers. The Bilderberg Group and the United Nations represent this. So those five, six, when they're not meeting there at the round table group, they go to their own meetings and they have their own meetings. And this round table is advisor to the Committee of the 300, which are the Illuminati. And they talk about their plans and the wars that's going to finally, once for all, bring about a new world order. But the new world order will fail, as I told you some time ago. But right now, it looks like it's not going to. I got the 25 goals that they talk about. I got the 40 different projects they've got going. That's just me. You know, you can find it. It's easy. Family, God is the only hope. And the hope, what I mean by hope, is already done. He has already fought this war. He won already. It's a done deal. The family, judgment's coming. You think all this evil, murdering all these children, all these wars, staggering numbers of murder, rape, is going to go unpunished by the supernatural being called God? She got another thing coming. And if they were in control, if the evil was in control, they'd already have it already. They don't. It is not public. Yet. You see, family, God is real. And if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in Satan, just believing in him don't mean you got to like him. Doesn't matter. Because they do. They fear God. They fear Jesus Christ, that name Jesus. Not Yeshua. Not Yahweh. None of that. Jesus. They fear that name. So if they didn't believe something about it, they wouldn't fear his name. Because they follow Lucifer. And they feel their technology and their knowledge and their control is going to defeat the Creator. That's what it's all about. Star Wars, the whole nine yards. Control of the weather, which they're admitting now. They think they can defeat God, and so did Satan by his technology. That's the bigger, biggest picture that is going on today. That's what's really happening. You see? Now, we already know who's going to win. It's coming to a peak and a time to make a decision about who you're going to follow. Well, you're going to have nonsense like coming at you because they don't want you to find this stuff out. Is Atlas Shrugged debunked? They're going to say that the plans by Albert Pike never really happened. They're going to do the best they can to try to cover up their agenda. But they can't cover up what's already happened, this diagrammed in these books, in these planning processes, and what's really happened. Can't do it. Except to those that's uninformed. Everything they've done, they're going to try to undo and hide it. You know, I was talking to you about the Tavistock and the colleges they control. In 1993, I've got it documented, 1993, the Council of Foreign Relations had as a membership 30 presidents of premier colleges and universities on the Council of Foreign Relations rolls. And these institutions, as documented, are the following. Quote, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, and George Washington University, just to name a few, were members of the Council of Foreign Relations. I've told you all many times before, over and over, till some of you regular listeners are probably tired of hearing it, that all public schools are, quote, schools of humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. All colleges and universities are schools of Marxism and socialism. I got quotes on that also. That's how they destroy the minds of our children and our own minds. Medication, marijuana, drinking, which I did, fun time, everything to keep me busy, all this sort of thing. And in the meantime, they were planning their nonsense. Family, when you turn your life over to Jesus Christ, it's a major event for your life. It's a day you won't forget. His discernment and wisdom will come inside you and will open your eyes. And then when he does, you'll see the absurdity of the events in this world are nothing but a vapor in the wind. That whatever happens is always temporary. Whatever happens dies, rots, rusts, consumed, can be stolen, taken, lost, everything. But what God offers you is eternity, eternal. That's where faith comes in. He goes on faith, not on show. Faith in him. So if you know, if you think that evil has won out, evil created this world, then how come evil hasn't gained control of this world entirely? They only can go as far as God will allow. Then he pulls them back. That's why they haven't achieved their agenda. Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. And Roger Kimball, 1989, 59 years later, said, and I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, that's Marxist and humanist, at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. Family, find out what your children are being taught. Unravel it on a daily basis. And then tell your other parents about it. Get them interested. Attend the parent-teachers meetings. Not taken literally, but have your guns loaded. Meaning, have the issues that you learned from your child written down, shall I be specific nowadays, otherwise you're liable to take it the other way. and have four, five, six other parents ready to go. You know what tea and coffee is all about before the meeting? And then when you raise your hand, the one that's been picked, the short straw, you stand up and say, I have a question. What about that intrusive questionnaire? You all passed out. We don't like the idea. And you've got five, six other parents with you that will sound off and back you up. We don't like you bringing Planned Parenthood in that class because they talk about things that I talked to my child about. We want you to stop it. You got five, six parents ready to back you up. You all can make a difference. Your children will know that you're interested too. Do it before you lose them. Because they're working on the next generation. Can you stop it? No. Because God will have his judgment on this world. But can you slow it down? Oh yeah. Can you save your own child? Oh yeah. And get them out of Wicca. Wicca is taking their soul. The drugs I'll talk about this week is taking their lives and taking their souls. This is serious business. I'm going to talk tomorrow about the mass medication of fluoride and the five lies that they've given us since the day they put it out. I'm exposed a lot now this week. As you see today, we're just laying the groundwork. Tomorrow some more about Tavistock and what they really have been involved in. And we'll cover it in detail. To know how something works, you got to be able to dismantle it. You got to know how it works. To pray against it, you got to know how it works. To know who the enemy is, where you direct your prayer fire. I'm going to show you where to go. But then you challenge everything I say. And do your own research. I just point you in a direction. And then when you find out something, you go back and try to dismantle it till you get the truth out. That's how I do it. If I think I know something, I say, okay, I know something. I go back and I try to dismantle what I just learned. Because deception is the rule. Whoa, we're almost at the end of the program. What happened? Where'd the time go? Family, I broadcast this even for the guys that are involved in this. So they'll look back and say, you know, we are involved in some nasty stuff. Maybe they'll look back and reflect and become whistleblowers. I'm going to keep doing this until I can't do it anymore, until God takes me off. Until then, I'm going to keep on going. I've been doing that for 5 years, as far as I can go. And I'll continue to do so until the time comes I can't do it anymore or something happens. Remind you all, I'm played up in highpointradio.net, his network, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, has three or four towers in those three states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. His network plays my broadcast and Bible studies, and I appreciate that. He has sponsors there, so if you have need of his sponsors, you can find them on his website. Use them. Get in touch with him. Give him some positive feedback. For me, it just plays my broadcast and Bible studies, and I appreciate it. That's my connection. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. That's what I am. Nothing special. I'm not an apostle, disciple, whatever. I'm Tom Gamble, and I'm a watchman, which anybody can be when you decide to tell the truth and to seek it out and then get on a blog talk radio or you get in front of a group of people or just tell your family. It's you taking action. But this revolution, like Chuck Baldwin and all the rest of them are talking about, is just nonsense. Revolution plays in their hands, so they justify martial law, because they are all part of it also. If they don't understand this, then they better find out that they're playing right into the hands of the Illuminati. by revolution. Revolution can be done in the way I've just described, but armed revolution and take over, you don't have anybody to take over the government. There isn't anybody. Jesus Christ is going to tear it down. He's going to start all over again. He may delay it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's the answer. Joint Chief of Staff. There are a bunch of failures up there. I've got a bone to pick with you people. Joint Chief of Staff. I don't know what. I guess they give a lobotomy to generals when they get up to the CFR. Maybe that's what it is. They get a lobotomy or something. I don't know. But 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer. That's the point of what I try to tell y'all, family, why this is detailed. Human methods are not going to stop it, but human methods can delay it. Because they have an agenda to keep. They have a time date. They got to do things. Because it's done it already. Otherwise, it'd already be public and be a new world order, and they are not. Because God's still holding back while you pray and worship and follow Him. But the moment we pull away from Him, get ready. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. There's no other conditions. Well, family, I appreciate y'all's attention today. And we had a good group today. And I know that there's up to 60 countries download my programs, I found out. And I certainly appreciate that. I personally don't get anything out of this. This is all voluntary. I even pay money myself. This is a service. This is my calling. Whatever you want to call it. That's what I do. Anyway. Y'all have a good night, and God bless you. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9, and all this week, 4 to 6 and 8 to 9, till Friday, unless something comes up on any one of those days. Other than that, it usually don't. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. It's Tom Gamble. I'm your watchman, and I'm signing off.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted in.
I am with you every day.